My name is Andrew Hessel. I'm the co-chair of bioinformatics and biotechnology at the Singularity University, which is based at NASA Ames in California.
Now, when you say Singularity University, what does that mean? What is it?
It's a new university that was conceived to educate leaders in exponential technologies. And these are technologies like computers that double in a very short period of time in terms of power. And these days it tends to encompass nanotechnologies, any type of computer and network technology, anything that's digital, including genetics.
Why is there a need for that?
Most people think linearly. We go through our lives day to day, you know, year after year. So most people aren't really attuned to rapid change. People that think exponentially and understand exponential technologies realize how powerful they are. For example, Facebook has 500 million people connected to it. It's only 5 years old. Or a company like Google, which is one of the powerhouses in computer technology, is really about 13 years. That's the power of an exponential technology versus an older industry like steel or automotives that evolve quite slowly.
Do you see synthetic biology fitting into that?
Yeah, absolutely, because genetics is ultimately an information technology. For example, just take a look at the Human Genome Project, which was launched in 1990. By 1995, they'd only sequenced about 2% of the genome. By 1998, new technologies had emerged, and it was completed by the year 2000. So really rapid increase in technology. And of course, today it just keeps growing. There are literally hundreds of billions of DNA bases in computer databanks. The amount of genetic information today doubles on the order of every 10 months.
Now, you're here in Edmonton today working with the iGEM teams and helping get them ready for the big iGEM Jamboree in a few weeks. Why are you here doing that?
I've been instrumental in bringing iGEM to Canada. I've worked with the program for about 6 years. I believe that it's a very important program. There's still very few academic and graduate programs in synthetic biology because the field is so new, and iGEM has been instrumental in growing the education environment for this. So it's learning by doing. So it gives the opportunity for students to do independent research with the latest tools and technologies, and that's very exciting for me. But I'm here to help the students because the bar keeps rising with this competition. Even though it's only about 7 years old, it's hyper-competitive, it's on a world stage, and we want the Alberta students to have the best possible chances of success.
What are some of the projects that have come out of these iGEM Jamborees?
It's really diverse. This year there's 130 different teams and they all have independent projects. And they're all student-led, so they get really creative. But some of the projects that I use, for examples, a group in 2004 made bacterial photographic film. Really wonderful. Shine a wavelength of light on a bacteria, it changes color, so you can expose images on bacteria. There's groups that have made biosensors for various toxins. Some groups have made vaccines for stomach ulcers. One group was actually making cancer therapies with viruses. But one of my favorite was cancer-fighting beer.
Oh, now tell me about this.
There's most people are aware that that red wine is actually considered healthy because of a compound called resveratrol that's found in grapes. This particular group at Rice University took the two genes responsible for that compound, removed it from grapes, put it in brewer's yeast.
Well, when you look at the students who are presenting today and their projects, where do you think they stack up?
I think there's a real range of them here. One of the University of Alberta group has created a new way of doing very low-cost genetic engineering that's accessible even to junior high students, really. So I think that's a very strong scientific project. Other ones are really forward with visionary thinking for the province. For example, the Lethbridge team is looking at how some of these technologies can be used to remediate tailings ponds in the Fort McMurray area. That's pretty wonderful. And Calgary's projects is a fundamental technology that could help people in drug making and as well as in research and trying to analyze what's working and what's not with their experiments. It's pretty visionary.
Well, I could certainly see industry watching these young students and the projects that they're coming out on.
Yeah, in fact, it's industry's watching very closely. I track most of this in California and in Boston, where we do the judging for the main jamboree. But we've tried to bring in a lot of industry judges because they're not aware of just how powerful and how quickly these technologies are moving, and because sometimes they stay inside the walls of their own business. But it's changing really quickly. We find not just industry, but a lot of investors are starting to come to these types of showcases now, because that's where they're really getting to meet the youngest, hottest new engineers.
What words of advice do you have for the students today?
Be willing to do daring things. There's a lot of legacy systems in the world. There's a lot of problems in the world that we haven't been able to make a lot of progress on in the past. And I believe synthetic biology, which is really just an updated form of genetic engineering, has the power and the ability to address many of these problems. But we have to push through some of the social fears from the past. So, you know, be wise, be responsible, but be true to your passion and vision for bringing these technologies to the world to fix some of the older problems, whether it's energy, whether it's clean water, whether it's clean air. I think we really need to make a living world, and there's a tremendous amount of opportunity for anyone that's interested in doing this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.